Whitehall Place. There was a deep uncertainty about what was to come, because I had serious doubts as to whether things could actually be sorted out. But when I stood in front of Inspector Lestrade, I was briefly drawn to the foolish hope that a bad joke or secret plan would now be revealed to me. But that was not the case. "I'm sincerely sorry, Dr. Watson," Inspector Lestrade explained, "but my hands are tied. Holmes was duly arrested because of the embezzlement of evidence. In addition, in the course of the official act, he was guilty of physical resistance to the power of the state. Admittedly, the former accusation always hovered over Holmes's activities like a sword of Damocles. Although I couldn't explain how Scotland Yard should have got tangible information, even evidence, on this matter. Holmes was clearly superior to them. As far as the second point is concerned, however, I had to follow up. 'What do you mean by physical resistance?' I asked. 'Holmes did not really attack an officer, did he?' 'He certainly did,' Inspector Lestrade replied. 'He didn't want to be arrested. He got into a rage.